This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Tim, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Sabonga kakhulu.
Pleasure, we too.
Thank you so much. Well, I know even I'm inside a student, you've always been driving entrepreneurship in your classes, sitting on Masfundo HRT, but particularly the word entrepreneurship, being a pain to go in at the same table. Maybe we can just start there, to you as an individual, and not just on Mrs. Mtembu. The importance here, entrepreneurship, entrepreneurship, what can you say about entrepreneurship?
Thank you, Awisu, and good day to your listeners. And to me, entrepreneurship is just a way of life. Because we all know the state of our economy outside, and we are all aware of the statistics, the unemployment, especially Uma graduates and Siba West came out for the entire youth. So that is why we always talk the entrepreneurship language whenever we meet a youth. Wherever I meet Abantaba Young, the only thing that I will tell them about is you are safe studying something. As long as God has given you functional hands, you can be able to do something. Think, look around you, look for the problems, look for opportunities around you, turn those problems, opportunities into a money-making scheme so that you can be able to benefit from it. And I keep saying, in this day and time, there's no need for a person to keep saying, I am waiting for that call for an interview. What if it never comes? And if it comes and it comes with a regret, what next? So that is why we always say, have something, you call them in language and seven side, you hustle. Have your side hustle so that at the end of the day, you don't have to go to bed hungry. Find something to do. Definitely there will be something to do in the era that you live in.
Mr. Mtembu. Now, you guys, Imangosuthu of the University of Technology, are the hosts of this year's regional competition. Tell us more about that. Your feeling, the process, the preparations, how are the preparations, and your students. I saw quite a number of students from MUT. Talk to us about that process. How was it like?
Yeah, it's quite an honor to be hosting our sister universities here, and we are forever grateful to our leadership at MUT for always supporting entrepreneurship. Hosting an event of this nature comes at cost. So obviously the office that I run, the entrepreneurship office that I run, would not have had budget to host the event of this magnitude. But due to the generosity of the Dean for the Faculty of Management Sciences, we are here today. And for us to be here, it to start at the internal rounds. Remember, once the competition opens by EDHE, then we start advertising on campus for students to show their interest to come and register for the competition. And after that, we then shortlist those that have actually shown an interest, and then we embark on training them, because we train them in preparation for the internal rounds. So then after the internal rounds, with the winners from the internal round, then we also spend quite a good 3 days training them to prepare for the regionals, because now we're moving outside our territory to be competing with other universities that are equally as good. So we are grateful, and we always applaud students that usually respond to the call for the competition. We know it's daunting. You have your studies here, now you have this competition here. The competition also has its own demands, and here comes Mrs. Mtembu calling you for 3 days training. And then you said, I still have to go and attend my classes. But students, they hang in there. They are just so brave, and they avail themselves, and they take training so very seriously. So we are happy that we are here today, represented in three categories.
In three categories. I was going to ask about that, Mr. Simtin, but maybe if you can just simplify for us, for someone who's at home or address, who's listening, what are the categories that we have here today, and how many students do we have from MUT?
Basically, there are five categories for the competition. The third category is existing business, tech, existing business, social impact, existing business general. Then we have research commercialization, and then business innovation. So MUT are represented in three categories that are, and they are all pitching today. we do not have representatives for the commercialization of research, because that one is driven mostly by lecturers.
Yeah.
They are supervising students that are doing research. You know, we don't have much of the master's and PhD degrees at MUT. And we also don't have a representative in the tech category this year for the first time. So we have, there are six students that are representing MUT today, and according to the pitching timetable today, they all will be doing their pitches today.
Wow. Yeah. No, thank you so much, Mrs. Tim. I don't want to hold you for long, but we really appreciate your time. I just want to highlight one of the achievements that's in Zegile, even at MUT, to have entrepreneurship as one of the modules across all faculties. That is a huge achievement within the university in the academic space. So we really appreciate people like you, Mrs. Tim, for driving that. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David.
Thank you. That is Mrs. Mtembu.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.